This is Howard Hughes.
Saturday morning, Howard Hughes here, BBC Radio Berkshire. Time now for the man who knows technology as well as anybody in this world knows anything. Febzy Turkup, the gadget detective. How are you, Febzy?
Morning, Howard. Good, thank you.
I've tried to build you up in progressively bigger ways every week. This morning I ran out. So I think we'll just let your quality speak for itself, Febzy. How about that?
Bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Big news on Thursday of this week. TSB, the bank, is to become the first in Europe to allow customers to access online accounts using their eyes, so-called retinal scanning. Is this a good thing?
So this is yet another way of using biometrics to get into various things. So, Apple introduced fingerprint recognition with its iPhone, I think, back in 2013. Others have used face recognition, and now we have retinal scans, and you have to register your irises with the system, which is kind of freaky. So it's convenient when it works because you stare at the camera on your smartphone and it just lets you into your bank account. No single form of security is good enough in my view, and we have to look at what's called multi-factor or at least second factor authentication. So this is actually the system that's built into the Samsung Galaxy S8, and it is trickable, and therefore when anything like this is introduced, if you want to use it, make sure you don't use it as the only thing that you have to do. So it could be a password and your iris, or a password and a fingerprint, or something like that. It should be used in combination with other things to be safe.
One thing occurs to me about all of this, Febzy, that with photography becoming better, with cameras becoming ever more able to detect the smallest detail, what would be to stop somebody taking your iris details from a photograph of you?
In fact, that's already what's been done. Because when this technology was launched with the S8, the Samsung Galaxy S8, they've already found that they can do exactly that. Howard, you would be a hacker. you would be a good hacker at heart. So, as I say, it's a problem. I'm not sure if it's any more convenient to use an iris or retinal scan than it is to use a fingerprint on a smartphone. And I think, it can be copied. So I don't think in and of itself it's a major breakthrough. And the other thing is, with a password, you can change your password. With a retinal scan, you cannot.
Right, so literally, if somebody's hacked that detail of your persona, then there's nothing much you can do. I suppose the only foolproof way would be to use DNA.
Nothing would be foolproof, Howard, but... arguably that would be better. But do you really want to give a blood sample every time you want to bank? Some people say that they already have to do exactly that when they do their banking.
I was at the bank paying the tax man yesterday. That's how it felt. Okay, let's move on to this. Virgin have had a complaint upheld about a Sky broadband ad, and it's not the first Sky broadband ad to run foul of the regulator, is it?
No, that's right. So Virgin, who also provide, super fast broadband services, have made a complaint to the Advertising Standards Authority to say that Sky have made misleading complaints. And it's one of their adverts in particular, which features the cast of The Secret Life of Pets, where the dog is becoming, you may have seen it, the dog is becoming increasingly frustrated with his broadband connectivity. And they describe it as being their broadband as being super reliable. And the ASA went to Ofcom, where there are figures for how reliable broadband is, and upheld the complaint, saying that it's not the case that all of Sky's broadband is super reliable. The stuff that's not fibre is no more or less reliable than anyone else's, arguably. So again, there was a Lego Batman advert which was banned for claiming that it had the UK's lowest price fibre. So the broadband companies are doing this to each other at the moment, where they're just complaining against each other. But if a complaint is upheld, then it's right that they brought the complaint, because there's a lot of misleading complaints made about broadband connectivity, and the average customer doesn't necessarily know enough about it to spot those misleading
comments. And you always have to be careful about superlatives. If you claim that something is the biggest, the fastest, the brightest, the best, whatever, there's always going to be somebody out there to say no, no, no. Thank you very much. If people want to shoot the breeze with you, ask you a tech question, whatever, how do they do that?
come and say hello on Twitter. It's at Gadget Detective. You can ask tech questions, or you can just say hello, because, you know, I don't have many friends, so it's the nearest I get to a social life.
Oh, you'll always have me. I'm just thinking about that camera, you know. I hope the boss here doesn't get one, because it'll be used to check that I'm doing my work. Thank you, Fabsy. See you in a week.